I did inhale. Yannick Silver blew a cloud of pot smoke right into my face. I had only one option, breathe it in. I never anticipated that my greatest lesson in marketing would come during a game of billiards capped with a ganja exclamation mark. It was the contact high that lasted a lifetime. Yannick is considered by many to be the godfather of internet marketing. He helped innovate the use of email marketing in the early days, when people still looked forward to hearing AOL's iconic notification, "You've got mail." Back when people thought an innovative website was one with an animated under-construction GIF, he pioneered long copy sales pages with professional product images and clear call-to-action buttons. Yannick's marketing savvy yielded the company of his dreams, Maverick 1000. He created a global network as a manifestation of his life's purpose, to help support visionary entrepreneurs grow their businesses and have a bigger impact on the world. I had just launched my first book, The Toilet Paper Entrepreneur, and I'd bought into the belief that a great book would sell itself, hook, line, and sinker. I believed it so much that I feared I'd run out of copies during the first month. After all, if you build it, they will come, right? So I scratched together money through friends, emptied my break only in case of an extreme emergency savings account, and ordered 20,000 hardcover copies, all of which were now sitting in a fulfillment center gathering dust. My book launch flopped. On release day, I sold zero copies. Zippo, nada, zilch. Do you feel me? My own mother didn't buy a copy that day. Ouch. Defeated, I had two choices. Learn how to market effectively, fast, or abandon my dream. But where to begin? The strategies touted by some successful marketers at the time nauseated me. Marketing online by 2005 had become so commonplace, people doing it had a title, infomarketers. At least to their faces, they were called infomarketers. Behind their backs, the smarmy ones were called names I won't repeat here. You know the ones I'm talking about. Some guy stands in front of a private jet that isn't his, on a tarmac that he snuck onto, leaning on a new Bentley, which he rented for a few hours, and promises you the world. Their methods were gross and inauthentic at best, manipulative and predatory at worst. Yannick always played a bigger game beyond the tactic of the month. He didn't need to prove he knew his stuff with disingenuous pictures and messaging. Yannick marketed authentically, genuinely, really. And that is why I sought out his advice. I desperately wanted people to notice my book, but I didn't want to use those gross info-smarmeter tactics. So instead, I tried to follow book marketing checklists in the way all traditional authors are told to market. Send out a press release, throw a launch party, start a blog, get a big name endorsement, and yet all my efforts failed to generate anything beyond onesie-twosie book sales. Twisting my cue stick, I shared my frustrations with my new confidant. Five ball, corner pocket. Moving through the table with ease, Yannick called out shots, and the balls rolled into the pockets at his every command, all the while listening intently to my story. He capped the game by sinking the eight so expertly that the cue ball slowly rolled back to the exact spot for the start of the next game. Meanwhile, I stood off to the side like a potted plant. A potted plant that overshares its story of struggle, but a potted plant nonetheless. The game finished. Yannick motioned for me to grab my beer and head outside to the deck with him to look out over the rolling hills of Maryland. After what felt like one of those too long, dramatic crescendo movie moments, he asked, "Is your book better than the stuff everyone else offers?" "Yes." "Does your book serve the reader better than those info marketers?" "Hell yes. It is everything I know. It will serve entrepreneurs." "If customers buy the info marketer stuff and don't buy yours, what will happen?" "They will be swindled, Yannick. My book is better than all that crap. I really believe that to my core." Yannick smiled, as though I'd finally given him the answer he wanted. "Then you have a goddamn responsibility to outmarket them."
Whoa.
On the little table next to him, Yannick started rolling a joint. "If people are buying shit," he continued, "it may be their problem, but it's your fault. Despite the warm weather, chills ran down my spine. He was right. It was my responsibility. And if I felt I had a viable alternative to the crappy business advice out there, it was my own damn fault if people didn't know about it.